Hey, you want a good book? Yeah. I'm talking to you, you with the face. So, you want to expand your horizons and learn something new. Or maybe you just want to check out that best-selling novel your friend was going on about last night at the Nothing But Hummus restaurant. But there's a problem. You don't have time to sit down and just read a book. You have kids. You have a job that stresses you out even when you're at home. When you do get a moment to sit down, you usually just fall asleep with your face in a bowl of ice cream. Well, good news, folks. There is a cure. It's called Audible.com. You can listen to a book whenever you want. That's right, I said listen. They do the reading for you. They do the hard part. Audible.com has over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, for your Android, for your Kindle, for your MP3 player, for anything, for just your computer. Virtually everything you could listen to it on, you can listen to it on. And you get a free book right now simply by going to audibletrial.com/drunkflicks. That's audibletrial.com/drunkflicks for your free audiobook download. All right, you primitive screwheads, let's start the show.
And I will always love you, and I will always love you.
Greetings and salutations. Welcome to another episode of Drunk Flicks. My guest this week is Tony the Beard and also sort of audience, sort of guest, Eric the Gray. We will be reviewing the 2013 Jake Gyllenhaal indie drama Enemy. Starring this week, Buffalo Trace Bourbon and Founders All Day IPA Session Ale. Excellent. For the first time, I did not keep track of the exact amount that we drank. I do know that we put away a bottle and a half of Buffalo Trace, and then we probably drank 12 or so of the Founders All Day IPA. Let's just say we are pretty drunk. Now join us as we attempt to recount Enemy, featuring Jake Gyllenhaal pulling an Eddie Murphy, playing two characters. And as always, we at Drunk Flicks remind you, the listener, to listen responsibly.
I am drunk, another time. I have destroyed another mind. I am so sure that I am right, but I'm not sound tonight.
Okay, shit. I've got to reset.
My name.
My name is
Anthony.
All right, I'm Anthony Beard, and we're going to review Enemy with Jake Gyllenhaal. That was released in 2013.
Right. I don't remember the director's name.
French, so I probably would mispronounce it anyways.
It's French, bitch. So let me precursor. This is the first podcast where the guest has picked a movie.
Oh, okay. Well,
and it's also the first podcast. It's a number of firsts. It's also the first podcast where we had already seen the movie beforehand. This is kind of like a new thing. We're giving it a try. We're seeing how it goes. Now, I want to point out, because at various points, we have an audience.
Yeah, okay, yes.
Come over here and introduce yourself.
No.
Well, at least give a name.
Your name is Tom Jennings.
I'm Tom Jennings.
Okay.
Tom Jennings is
off to the right. He's occasionally going to chime in. I like it.
He'll probably be more entertaining than I will during this podcast.
Even if I had a third microphone, he probably would still stand over by the refrigerator.
Stand over here by the refrigerator. He's with headphones on.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. That guy.
Okay, so.
Right.
What was the name of the director of this?
Start with D.
The director was Denis Villeneuve.
Villeneuve. Okay, let me translate to the French. Daniel Villeneuve.
Oh, okay.
Right.
And then he said, "Voulez-vous jouer un coca?" And you say, "I would like a coke." C'est soi. Yeah. Voulez-vous jouer un jambon?
C'est soi.
Yeah.
I'm good.
It's the same question. It's just a ham sandwich. Why is it? My new favorite
have we not
thing,
been recording this
my
entire
new favorite
time?
Thing, no, we have, man. My okay. new favorite thing about these, I have like a little sound effect board, and sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes there we go. No, I love using. That's the comedy. Is
no,
that sometimes it doesn't work?
Shock bullshit, man. Let it go.
All right. Anyway.
Okay.
So you were going to give a plot synopsis.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. So the movie begins.
This is the official plot synopsis from the internet.
It's the official. Movie. Hold on. Let's get back on track. The movie begins with, okay. A man attends an erotic show at an underground club that culminates with a naked woman on the verge of crushing a live tarantula spider.
Hmm.
Not just a tarantula, but a tarantula
spider. Okay.
Under her patient, this is what it says. Under her patient leather high-heeled
sure, it's not
platform.
Pat, it's not pat.
Shoe.
It's not patent leather.
Let's pretend like it says patient.
Okay.
And not patent. And then elsewhere.
Let's, hey, Mike. Let's pretend like this is going really well.
And then elsewhere, a pregnant young woman sits. On a bed, alone, tear.
No, teardrop, yeah. To give you that emotional impact.
Right, right. They did most of it, yeah.
Did I give you a fucking plot synopsis? Jake Gyllenhaal goes through some fucked up shit.
No, that's what? Why was... Why are you just doing the what?
Oh, no. All right, it's here. Okay. It's right at my fingertip, and I could just go...
And it not work?
Oh,
it
did not work.
It did not do anything. It won't do anything.
There we go.
That's
some of them were.
That is this podcast in a nutshell right there. That sound effect right there.
Right, right, exactly. Wait, there's no explosion.
Yeah.
There's no explosion.
It's kind of like my sex life.
You're right, right, exactly, exactly.
A lot of buildup.
Right, right, exactly.
Back
it down. Back it down. Back it down. Back it down.
Okay. Can we start over?
My name.
No. Yeah. Let's. God damn.
My name is Michael Metatron, because that's what I go by.
Okay. On the internet? Is that the new thing?
On the internet.
Okay.
My name is Mike, because I don't want the government to
find
me.
You don't
me.
Want the government? Okay. All right.
I don't want Donald Trump to find me with his...
All right.
With his sausage fingers. Sue me.
My name is Tony Beard, and we're going to review Enemy, which stars Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal, yes.
Was released in 2013.
And scene. A man attends an erotic show at an underground club that culminates with a naked woman on the verge of crushing a live tarantula spider under her... I don't know if it was a bird killer tarantula or if it was just like a regular tarantula. Let's contact Jeff Daniels, because he'll know. No one gets that reference? Come on. No one gets arachnophobia. Come on. It was a movie.
My name's Tony, and we're going to be reviewing The Enemy by... How many restarts can you have?
These are all the same. A man attends an erotic show underground club that culminates with a naked woman converges across the lobster prancing spider under a patent leather high-heeled platform shoe... Elsewhere, a pregnant woman sits alone in a bed. That's where we are. Okay.
My advice is don't do that again.
Patient.
No, we're not going to do that.
Little patient leather shoes.
Hold on, I don't want to pay for that. Okay, so, bam, that's the movie.
Okay. The movie. Okay.
We checked to Adam. I don't know his last name. Adam, history teacher, Jake Gyllenhaal. Go.
Okay, so this is how this works now? We're starting? We're actually going to discuss the movie?
Yeah, we're actually going
to. All right, so what... I am very bad with character names in movies. Really bad. So, the history teacher...
His name's Adam.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay. The history teacher version of him is...
By the way, I just want to point out...
Are we still doing plot, or are we just going to go in... To what psychological...
I'm gonna estimate that we're like 10 minutes in.
How long is the podcast?
An hour.
An hour.
Okay. I got to keep it under an hour.
Okay.
Anthony...
That's probably
Adam
a lie.
Anthony
We may, who knows what we are, but let's just pretend.
Oh, Anthony, what's the other guy's name? Anthony.
Are you talking about, like, Mark Anthony?
Friends!
Romans! Countrymen.
No, not that.
Lend me your ears.
Stop.
Please don't.
So, as far as plot goes, like, I don't know, it's...
Just talk about the movie.
To be fair,
as confusing as we are, the movie is.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, now go.
Okay.
That's your motivation.
I got you. Now, you said earlier this is the, like, first podcast where, like, the guest suggested the movie.
True, and has already seen it.
And I'd already seen the movie. I really love movies, and I like talking about movies, and I like trying to understand other people's experiences of movies. And this is a movie that I watched that I have just not been able to talk to anybody about.
But now you are.
Exactly. And I really wanted
your life. So tonight you can die in your sleep.
I die in my sleep every night.
True.
But
theoretically, perhaps you do.
Die
in your sleep every night.
In my dreams, I die.
Maybe
not,
reality.
Not,
maybe because your reality is not real.
I don't. Hey, that goes into some of this movie. Let's segue. Hey,
keep going.
Segue a little bit. Well, horribly, but end of the movie. When I first watched this movie, I didn't know what I was getting into because it was highly rated on the site that I watch movies on. I'm just going to be very vague. And I was in a thriller kick at that time, and it was under that delineation, and I looked through and I was like, well, this is fairly new and I haven't seen it. But so that's the story. So I watched this movie, and it's one of the few movies that I've watched that I was like completely baffled by it when I watched it, because I wasn't watching it with anybody else when I watched it. So it was just me alone thinking about, okay, what does this mean? Like, what is all of this coming together to mean? What is the symbolism? It was just a soundboard because I was just thinking about, you know, I was just thinking about it on my own.
Right.
You know, there was nothing like, so I had to go on the internet and like read like other people's reviews of this movie to try to even like put together some of the stuff that was going on. And I really, really, really enjoyed it, but I had nobody to talk about it with. Because I watched, to be honest, like you could have just been. You're my roommate, and you could have just been like, I could have just been like, can you watch this so we can talk about it? Dude, but that's weird, so I didn't.
I don't know if any mics are picking this up, but I mean, really?
You're good. I think
really,
you're sort of picking it.
Really, the whole thing for me was, like, it shot beautifully. Let's go
with
that.
It is shot beautifully.
The cinematography is phenomenal.
I will agree with that.
And Jake Gyllenhaal gives a phenomenal performance.
No, Jake Gyllenhaal, again, is an amazing actor.
I totally agree with
that. Probably top 10 of actors that have not received an Academy Award.
He's going to be the next DiCaprio. He's going to do a bunch of freaking movies that are amazing. Anyway. And
do you think it was like finally, this is it? Did you see Revenant?
I saw Revenant.
I loved Revenant.
I loved it. I thought it was really good.
It was amazing.
I was just DiCaprio screaming a bunch.
But the thing is,
he should have won an Academy Award for Django Unchained.
He should have won Django. He should have fucking.
Performance was awesome.
Django, Gangs of New York, fucking Departed.
The Departed is. He's really good in The Departed, but I think what he. The intensity that he had. The intensity that he had in Django Unchained was amazing.
You had my curiosity. I can't do an impression, but you had my curiosity, and now you have my attention.
Okay, you were saying Jake Gyllenhaal gave an excellent performance.
Excellent.
No, actually, you were saying it.
Four out of five stars.
What was your point? Where are we going?
Four out of five stars. Those were my 2 points.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Cinematography was amazing, and Gyllenhaal gave him excellent.
Do me a favor. Do me a favor. I know you don't want to come to the microphone, but stand like right there on the end. There you go. There you go. Okay. It'll help me out later.
I'm just the fucking studio audience, man.
Studio audience needs to be somewhat, at least a little bit.
But this is one of the few movies where I've seen it, and
we've seen this. Both of us have seen this movie twice. I've seen it twice in 24 hours.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the fuck it's about.
That's what I'm talking. But that's why I want to talk about it, because it's how the director uses misdirection almost the entire time to make you think. He has your brain working in one gear the first half of the movie. Your brain is working in one gear, and then he kicks that gear up after certain events occur in it that make you think of it in an actual metaphorical sense, almost entirely. And you don't see a lot of movies that do that. And there's not a lot of people that watch,
because studio movies don't want to do that. They don't want to make you think. They want to just entertain you.
Well, yeah, but even indie, you say
Russell
that about
Crowe.
You,
Russell Crowe, Gladiator. Right. Are you not entertained? That's fucking studio movies.
Yeah, I understand that, but you act like indie movies are like exempt from that.
No.
And there's a lot of indie movies out there that just aren't.
I think that part of this movie was, I wouldn't say ruined for me, but it was in a sense because of.
It was.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, let's
hold on.
Just stand right here for a second.
Because of early plot points that I didn't know about. And then
you at several points tried to leave the room.
I did. And
you
I kept
tried,
on back.
And you kept being pulled.
This is great.
You were
this
like Al Pacino. Yeah. You were like, I try to. Every time I try to leave, I get pulled. You get pulled back in.
Yeah.
Right. You could not walk away.
No.
I don't know if it's a phenomenal movie, but you could not walk away.
Well, it was entertaining enough that I wasn't willing to walk away in my own house to go and mix a drink or smoke a cigarette, and that's, to me, is a sign of a really fucking good movie.
If something is that engaging, that at least gives it, pause. What? Okay, we can talk about that.
I probably shouldn't say this. I may or not have just sent a random text message to someone on my contact list. Tits or get the fuck out.
Are we going to be able to? Is that going to be public knowledge tonight?
Probably not.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
I'll let you know. I'll keep you
up to date.
I'll at least keep you up to date. I probably won't show you.
Oh, well, that's
because it was unsolicited. It was unsolicited. If it was solicited, I would show you.
Solicited.
Whatever. Anyway.
Close enough.
So you tried to leave several points, but then you never sat down either. You never went and got a chair. You literally stood for an hour and a half. You stood there and watched this fucking movie.
And?
I don't know. What does that mean? I don't know.
I stand all the time, though. I mean,
that's
my job.
Stand in the place where you work.
No.
Ham
no,
and cheese.
Nope.
That's a cover. It's a parody of a song.
Yes.
Yeah.
But still, no.
Still no.
All right. So the fact that he was
Bullseye. I'm telling you, this is my new favorite fucking thing.
I hate that. Even it's your favorite 30, thing.
On a
30, I literally hate
on
that
a 33%. You know that it works. It's my new favorite.
Yeah, thing. When you can press a button, and it actually does something.
Yeah, right. That's right.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. Now he's got it down. Now we don't have to talk about anything.
Earlier,
we can just let Mike use his soundboard
earlier,
this entire time.
Earlier, I accidentally had the volume level turned way down. But still, sometimes it's
so. Are you going to add it in later?
No, fuck that shit. I don't have time for that.
Put that in post.
Hey, drunk friends. Listen up. Today, we are sponsored by Audible.com. The home of over 180,000 audio titles. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to listeners of Drunk Flicks. Let me say that again. Free audiobook, free 30-day trial, simply for listening to this podcast.
180 people is a lot of people.
No. 180,000.
No, I'm just saying that's
180,000.
That is a lot of thousands.
That's 10,000 of 180.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot of thousands.
With the price of books going through the roof,
right?
That's a bargain.
Personally, I've been listening to the Chainsaw Confidential, the making of the Chainsaw Massacre from the unique perspective of Leatherface himself, Gunnar Hansen.
This actually sounds sure. Fairly interesting.
I'm about three quarters of the way through. I was about halfway through last week. I'm about three quarters of the way through. And the myths, the gives behind the scenes details, and he offers insights on the film's reception and often enduring fascination with the horror genre today. So I highly suggest to check it out, to download Chainsaw Confidential or any of the other 180,000 titles for free.
That's a lot of thousands.
That's tens of thousands. Head over to audibletrial.com/drunkflicks for your free audiobook. I know you're going to do it.
I am.
You're going to do it as soon as we're done.
Right now, I'm going now.
As soon as we're done from this, you're going to go do it with your cat in the other room.
I'm looking at it right now.
You're gonna listen to
Audible.
This presentation that I'm looking at for Drunk Flicks.
Think about it.
It chainsaw.
What's your favorite movie?
That is a loaded question, sir.
Wow, that is a loaded question.
We can make an entire podcast
movie based on a book?
My favorite movie.
Hold on. What's your favorite movie based on a movie? Based on a book.
Wait, so is it a sequel or a reboot? Are we talking about a reboot from a book movie?
Hang on, let me think.
I haven't seen the new Macbeth, but it might be.
No, hang on, let me think.
But I like Michael Fassbender a lot.
This is a message brought to our non-founders, Founders Brewery, All Day IPA Session Ale. I gotta tell you, it's like a 4.5 out of 5.
Really?
Yeah, I'm liking it. Mm-hmm. Even though like 30% of it is like going out of my mouth.
Try that moo-hoo, bitch.
Okay, here we go.
That should be our sponsor right there.
Holy shit.
Yep.
I need to fucking message those motherfuckers because that shit's fucking smooth. This is hardcore. That shit's fucking smooth. I can fucking drink like 12 of those.
It's like alcoholic you.
This entire podcast is a message from our sponsors. It's nothing has been discussed except sponsors and things we would like to sponsor this podcast.
This is brought to you by our sponsor, Jake Gyllenhaal, and his Oscar nomination attempt. Founders All Day IPA, Terrapin Moohoo, and Buffalo Trace Whiskey.
Okay, so this movie
actually, Mike... Dude, I just want
I'm
you.
I'm gonna tell you one.
I just want you to talk about the movie, because if I try to talk about the movie, things don't happen. Okay. So you have to. You have to make this podcast work.
First of all, I'm the host, so I say whatever the fuck I want to say.
Yeah.
Because I control. All of a sudden, you're gone. You can't say something. Right. You say
so
what
it takes
I want
some
you
effort,
to say.
Effort for you to get me out. Though.
Right. Well,
yeah,
minimum effort.
Much. Yeah.
So here's the thing. So we cut to woman pregnant in the bedroom. She's very
we skipped
upset.
Like 90% of this movie.
No, that's like at the very beginning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now I'm gonna skip 90%. Okay, so this movie. Let's fuck this shit. Let me pull my phone now. So this movie is about the fact that there's two Jake Gyllenhaals, right?
Yes.
Okay, there's two Jake Gyllenhaals.
Yes.
One has a wife, one has a girlfriend.
Okay? Yes.
The one with the girlfriend watches a movie that some dude suggests to him. Now, I'm going to tell you, this dude's from the future. Okay, it never says it in the movie. This dude is from the future, and he's like the Loki from the future. He's, right, exactly. He's just fucking like the fucking from the league. He's just like slow jerk. He's just
fucking slow jerking at you. That's fucking a bullshit.
He's just like, you know what? I'm just gonna fucking pull this movie together. I just want to fucking see what some shit. I'm gonna tell you, if I was like an extra dimensional character, I would fuck with people too.
Or if you were, say, two Jake Gyllenhaals.
Right.
And then you.
If I was two Jake Gyllenhaals, I'd be fucking like.
And
like,
one of those.
Bitches.
I wouldn't have to work.
Yeah, right?
And one of the.
I'd just be like in bitches, man. I'd be like fucking in like head to toe, pH plus four.
And one Jake Gyllenhaal, say.
Nice. I don't know if that's real. I'm gonna assume that that's real.
That sounds good.
One Jake Gyllenhaal subconsciously wanted the other Jake Gyllenhaal to exist or know that the other one exists because of guilt.
True.
He would have invented that character to tell him to watch that movie.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying the original Jake Gyllenhaal, that's a history teacher.
Yeah.
He somehow. Metaphysically influenced.
Not metaphysically, it's literally the same dude.
Influenced the history teacher, I would say the main character of the movie.
Because the connections. The connections in one.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you, none of this makes sense. So I'm going to break it down.
I don't even know what we're doing.
I don't either.
I thought we were going to talk about Enemy with Jake Gyllenhaal. I'm going to just keep saying Jake Gyllenhaal. Because I'm probably mispronouncing it. I'm going to be amazed if you can edit this into anything. Really?
Don't worry. I've had practice. So this movie begins. You got Jake Gyllenhaal, part one. don't even bother with that until we're done. Part one. And he's like depressed. You know, he's not happy. He's, you know, he's a history teacher, down on life. And then you got part two, Jake Gyllenhaal part two. Fucking cocky, you know, having sex out of extramarital, you know, pretty hardcore.
Fucking what the movie amounts to.
Right. So then.
Get him into the breakdown. He's breaking this down. Then we're going to talk about it.
Point of the movie is that these two worlds come together. And shit falls apart. So you got the cocky Jake Gyllenhaal that's an actor that just wants to have sex with a bunch of bitches. And then you got like shy history teacher Jake Gyllenhaal that just wants to fucking find out what the fuck. Why is there some dude that looks exactly like me? And that's all he wants to know. And then they meet in a hotel room. And history teacher Jake Gyllenhaal is like, oh, this is too weird. I could get the because he's a good guy, right? Sort of.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, overall, in the framework of the movie, yes, Jake Gyllenhaal is the nice. The teacher Jake Gyllenhaal is the nicer of the two Gyllenhaals. Is Adam? There's Adam. Adam and Anthony. Right. Adam and Anthony. Okay. Adam.
Let's establish that.
Adam is the teacher.
Adam and Anthony. Anthony or Anthony?
Anthony.
Anthony.
Adam Friends. Is the teacher.
Friends, coach him and lend me your ears.
Do you edit this when you're sober?
No.
How do you? I was going to be like, how do you stand listening?
No,
to
I do. I do. I do later with a. I have to listen to the whole thing.
When you're sober.
When you're sober.
It's like that. It's like the Evanescence song.
That's bad. That's like that. Fucking maddening.
That's, save me.
Yeah. That is mad.
From myself. Right.
So we got the two Jake Gyllenhaals, Anthony and Adam.
Yeah.
Anthony is the horn dog, the husband that doesn't give two shits. He just wants to fuck some spiders. Then we got Adam. that's a husband. He's not into all that shit. He just wants to be happy because he's fucking depressed.
Yeah.
Is that fair? Is that a fair assessment?
Well, I mean, Anthony...
correct me if I'm wrong.
I will correct
Anthony
you.
Anthony is married.
I'm gonna regular...
You don't have a microphone.
I know.
Yeah, you're the audience.
I'm the guest. Adam is the school teacher. All right, Adam, the school teacher, Jake Gyllenhaal, is...
he's what?
Very... Seems like depressed individual. He has a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Everything is like fairly regressive for him. He keeps doing the same thing every day, day in, day out. It's a pattern type existence for him. Like,
would
every,
you say that he's
like a boss?
No, he's not like a boss. Like, not anything like
he's
that.
He's not like a boss. He's
no,
totally
no.
Not.
He's
not like a boss.
But his, I mean, he has a fairly, like, for who he is in his life and his station, like, he has a fairly hot girlfriend, but he's...
He said he's a way hot girlfriend, but that's the part, that's the concomitant anyway. That's the thing that we haven't talked about yet. Personally, I'm going to give my theory of the movie, because it doesn't explain. And, true, right? Like, the movie never explains why these two guys are exactly alike.
I'm just trying to give a synopsis. Like, we haven't even got to a synopsis
this movie.
Yet. We haven't even told anybody what this movie is about.
This movie never explains anything.
Yeah, but it comes close. Like,
no, it never comes close.
Yeah, it does.
There's spiders.
Well, the spiders are obvious. That's why I wanted to talk about it, because the spiders are obviously symbolic of something.
Oh, they want you to think that. I'm pointing at you with a knife.
I don't give a shit. You're so in my house. If you stab me in my own house... Sure.
I would. Well, it works in the movie. He's like, go ahead and call the cops. What are you going to tell him?
I have a roommate, unless he's...
But what if he flips? What if he's on the take? And he was like, no, Tony Beard.
From the sick money that you're getting from audible.com.
Let's say that you pay like $500 a month in rent, right? And I'm like, I can match you, Eric Gray. I'm going to pay $600 a month in rent.
Oh, you would totally kill you if you paid $600 a month in rent. Like me.
That's what I'm saying.
He would kill me. He would kill me.
Are you $600 about the rent?
Right. You would totally kill me, right?
Yeah, I'm...
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm done.
Yeah, not a problem.
It's go time, motherfucker.
Not a problem.
Okay, so we got Jake Gyllenhaal. Hold on. Let me get rid of this because it's intimidating.
It's not intimidating.
We got Jake Gyllenhaal.
It's really not intimidating. Did you hit my cat?
I don't know.
Okay, stop trying to kill our cat.
Fuck a punch. Okay, so we got Jake Gyllenhaal, Adam, Jake Gyllenhaal, Anthony, let's call
Anthony.
Him. Hold on, let's call him Jake Gyllenhaal, Adam, Jake Gyllenhaal, St. Clair.
Yes.
Who's St. Clair?
Okay, so we got...
That's his last
name.
Okay,
so we got Jake Gyllenhaal, Anthony, no, wait, Jake Gyllenhaal, Adam, that finds out that there's some dude that looks like him.
Can we try this at another date? Because this is not even being...
Let's pretend that this is going really well.
Okay. It's going exceptionally well. So we got Jake Gyllenhaal, Adam, that thinks that, what the fuck, this dude looks like me. So let's pretend like you were watching a movie and you saw you, and it looks just like, not even like passively like you, like looks fucking
exactly
just
like you.
Like you, like you just fucking looked in a mirror.
The moles are like on your face are in the same place.
Yeah.
Like everything.
Yeah, when that guy, right, when that guy, when you were 20 years old, punched you in the face and left the scar, same scar.
Yeah, you look exactly...
I know that didn't happen to you, but let's pretend like that happened to the scarecrow.
Well, I think the listeners will know like what we're talking about. Well, they don't up until that point when we actually describe something.
Right. But to you, let's say that happened.
Yeah.
Because you're a big, tough guy.
Yeah.
Right. So
well, Jake Gyllenhaal is probably a... Like,
so Jake Gyllenhaal,
regular
Adam,
tough guy.
Jake Gyllenhaal-Adam looks at this. He watches this movie. He sees this dude looks just like fucking like, not even like a dental twin, like fucking like mirror image, whatever that is. I want whatever. Hold on.
It's the same thing.
What was I saying? Lake Gyllenhaal.
Lake Gyllenhaal. We're going to go out fishing on Lake Gyllenhaal.
Lake Gyllenhaal.
Wait, hold on.
I did the...
Very calm.
Lake Gyllenhaal...
Slightly.
Watches the movie, sees some dude that looks... I mean, like, dead fucking up like him. And he's like, oh,
Like that sound right now. Fucking happy.
I need to investigate this shit. So he goes through some steps and he finds out where this dude lives and he calls him, but the chick answers and she's like, "Hello." I'm gonna do my impression. So she goes, "Hello." And he goes, "Hey, I'm blah blah blah." And she goes, "What are you doing, boo?" And he goes, "I think you have me confused with someone else." And she goes,
"You're not making it weird enough." When he calls thinking he's going to get in touch with the other dude,
but the dude doesn't answer. The wife answers.
Yeah, the wife answers.
He calls.
Okay, he saw this guy. This guy's like downtrodden. So this guy is like kind of depressed, college professor, has a girlfriend who's like super hot and is awesome,
but she's
which
kind
is
of a bitch.
Who he just
no,
got turned
like,
off.
I just,
no, no, because they go to have sex and I'm assuming
she got up and left.
No, I'm assuming. Yeah.
But
assuming,
he woke her up like. Have you ever tried to wake a woman up while she's sleeping and want to have sex? It's not good.
Yeah, I have. And no, usually they're not. Like, "Oh, hey, gentlemen."
Well then,
hey gentlemen, call right, but I'm gonna so tell you what happened.
So your women are totally absolutely.
I'm gonna give you what happened in the movie that they didn't like discuss. So he's like grading papers, and she comes and she goes, "Hey, you wanna go to bed? Because that's code for come fuck my brains out because I'm drunk."
Yeah. Well,
she's like, "I'm drunk. You wanna come to bed? That's code for come fuck my brains."
But he stays up and he's grading papers.
I'm grading papers that don't mean shit because I'm just an associate's professor. No one actually takes this class to learn anything. But I'm gonna sit here and fucking grade with my red pen anyways. She goes to bed. Whoa, hold on.
Calm down, sir.
Goes to bed. Fucking like probably DJs, but you don't see it on film. Do you know what that means? Think about it for a second.
Back up.
Okay, you got me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, she...
I don't care.
Okay.
She fucking rubbed one out, dude.
She DJs, man. That's what it's called. That's what it's called.
I just don't care.
When it's a dude, it's rubbing one out. When it's a chick, it's fucking DJing.
It's the same fucking thing.
It's fucking fergalicious. Okay, anyway. So he's like, later on, and he's like, he's done grading his papers. He's like, "You know what? Maybe I am a little horny." So he goes back to the bedroom. He goes to initiate the bone. And I'm assuming, it doesn't fucking state this out fact, but I'm assuming he tries to go in number two.
No,
because her reception is like,
My interpretation of what happened in that scene is he wakes her up.
This scene
because
is
he's
brought
horny.
To you, not brought to you by Founders Brewery, All Day IPA. Not brought to you.
That he,
it's brought to you by.
What I'm assuming is he wakes her up and she's half awake.
Well, sure, yeah.
When he starts...
Because she's done. She's already, like, played through Juke Joy Dizzenball. Exactly.
And
she's already played through...
Did you say Jake Dizzenball?
No. Juke Joy Dizzenball.
Oh.
Yours was better.
Jake Dizzenball.
Jake Dizzenball. That's amazing.
Playing Jake Dizzenball.
So...
It's fine. You know?
She's still half asleep, halfway through, like... And then... Like, he's kind of dry humping until, like,
he's
things actually
up.
Start
he
happening. And she's not into it. That's why she's just like, ow. And
he
she's
wasn't
like.
Dry humping. He was.
Right. No, he was straight up like.
Pounding.
Oh, okay.
Now, it was in Missionary, but even in Missionary, you could hit pounding. You could aim low and hit. You know,
aim low.
You can aim low and hit.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Right. You can aim low and hit what the fuck?
Yeah.
And boom, Brown Central. And if she's not into it, that's the thing. If she's into it, it's fucking like, you know, green light, boom, you know, fucking do what you gotta do.
She was straight up asleep, man.
But she was straight up asleep. She was probably...
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
That's the whole fucking thing. That's creepy and fucking weird.
She was dry as a bone.
And yeah, that's what...
Like,
yeah.
He was like, not even spitting on his hand.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. She did like, and then she
right.
woke up and was like, what the fuck? This is fucked up.
We did not see if he spit on his hand.
Well, we didn't see. Let's assume that he did. Even if he did,
that's not still enough. Fucked up.
Listen, no, that's still enough. Fucked up. Even if you're gonna like do some anal sex, whether you're like a dude or a chick,
I'm talking about after product.
That was anal. No, even if you're a dude and a chick,
anal.
That's the thing. That's why she was so upset. Even if you're a dude and a chick, he was attempting to assert a dominance. We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Next week, if this podcast goes the same fucking direction.
Dude, I disagree.
We haven't been talking about a movie for, like, this is the first time we've actually talked about this movie.
We're getting to it.
I disagree, man. I mean, that was the
He goes to have sex with his girlfriend. And she's asleep. The audience disagrees with me. Does the audience agree with me?
He is the audience.
He's the audience. He disagrees.
We're the non-audience.
What do you think? You're right, channel. What do you think?
About what's the question?
About anal. Was he trying to...
I don't think so. I think she honestly thought, like, this is fucked up and weird.
Okay, let me give you my interpretation, because I'm the host and that's all that matters. He was like...
Thank you, Donald Trump!
He was like, you know what? He probably wasn't planning on it. But when he thrust, it was like, whoa, that's Brown Town. That's Brown Town. That's tight. But he was like, you know what? I'm into it. I'm like fucking ready to go.
When I was watching, it's suspect because like my remembering of that scene.
You're remembering of that scene?
No.
2 hours ago?
I've been drinking. So he like is up watching the video of himself.
He's watching a video of...
That looks exactly like
him. What was his name?
Asbel Boy.
Anthony.
Anthony.
Yeah.
No, not Anthony.
Anthony. Friends.
Okay.
Culture.
Right. Okay. So he watches that, and then he crawls into bed with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Crawls into bed with his girlfriend.
And he's like...
He's playing butt darts. And she's probably like, hey, like... She's not even awake yet.
Did you fucking say he said butt darts?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't.
He curled up on her and is playing butt darts when that happens.
What happened? Let's get your definition of butt darts. What's butt darts?
When you want to have sex and the other person's asleep, but you're trying to make it happen, you cuddle up, and then you want it. You're poking in their butt with your boner.
Story of my life.
So butt darts are something else for you?
Fucking butt darts is straight like.
I don't think so.
Let's go straight back door.
Oh, for me, it's like because you're playing dart because you keep threat like when you're cuddling there and
you thrust and you go.
What up, biatch?
Like it's happening, but like you're not hitting the target.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. Okay, so let me tell you. There's three types of guy. There's the guy that's like so fucking like nervous that he's never gonna make the move. He's waiting for the chick to make like a minor, like oh she twitched. That's good to go. That's fucking like green light. I'm gonna fucking like bam 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 bam. Okay, I'm done. Okay. Then there's the dude that is like halfway. That is like waiting for the green light, and then he's gonna fucking bang her brains out.
Broccoli.
But he needs that green light so he doesn't feel like a douchebag, right?
And then there's that dude who rapes.
And then hold on. Then there's this dude that's like, okay, this chick is laying next to me, like with her shirt off. I'm gonna assume that she's ready to throw it out, and I'm just gonna go with it. Bam, 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 bam. Orgasms, blah, 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 blah. So, anyway.
So, what? Like, I'm talking about... I don't know. I'm talking about, like, a girl that you're actually, like, with.
Like, I'm not with any girls.
But, yeah, but I'm just saying, like...
You've been, like, trying to smoke... Hold on. The audience has been trying to smoke the same cigarette for 40 minutes. I just want to put that out.
I'm waiting for...
This podcast is brought to you by...
Audible.com.
Ambien.com.
Oh, I wish.
Ooh.
But, yeah, like, it's...
It's sleepy time. Right.
So, it's... You're cuddling. Maybe you've already both went to sleep. You're cuddling. You have your arm around her. And you get a boner.
Right. You do what you gotta do.
And then...
That is not butt darts, sir.
What? What is your definition of butt darts?
I understand what you're saying. You're fucking cuddling with
this
girl.
This was told... My definition of butt darts comes from an actual female who was just like, I'm trying to go to bed. Stop playing butt darts. Like, we can address this later.
Right, exactly. No, I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna translate.
Wait, you have never been cuddling with a woman and had a fucking erection.
No, because every
absolutely.
But every girl I've ever cuddled with that had erection, we just fucked.
Or maybe you haven't had a girl that's just like, I'm fucking asleep. Leave me alone.
This part of the podcast is not brought to you.
By Founders Brewing Company. All Day
IPA. All Day IPA. I'm going to tell you something. This is smooth.
I love you, Jen Cook.
Normally, I do not like IPAs. I'm going to tell you something.
I thought I told you no names.
There's two IPAs on this planet that I now like. And one is this. One is All Day IPA. The second is Arctic Panzer Wolf, which is, in my money...
Wow! Those are so fucking different.
In my money, the best beer... For my money, the best beer ever brewed.
You're wrong.
Well, I mean, it's an opinion. It's not a fact.
He's just saying your opinion is wrong.
Right. My opinion
is wrong.
Is that Arctic Panzer Wolf will make me punch somebody in the face and feel good about it.
Your opinion on Founders All Day IPA.
No, I love it.
That's right.
I love this beer. No, Founders Brewing Company, our All Day IPA Session Ale, 40.7% alcohol by volume. 42 IBUs, 12 fluid ounces. It's probably the best canned beer I've ever had.
Absolutely.
Period. Like, I'm not joking. I'm not just trying to kiss ass. Like, they're not paying me money.
Just talking.
I'm telling, you know, Bud Light, go fuck itself. Founders IPA. So we're at this movie, and Jake Gyllenhaal is playing two different people. One's a twin, one's not a twin, or they're supposedly the same twin. It doesn't matter.
They're the same fucking person. It's fucking schizophrenia. God damn it. Fuck.
You're ruining the podcast.
You're ruining the podcast. The audience, once again, it's just like sitcoms.
Yeah, let's.
The audience ruins them.
The movie doesn't fucking state anything.
Okay, come here for a second. Come here, audience.
My entire reason.
I want to know what the audience thinks about this movie. So
you give me.
I don't need your fucking bullshit.
What does the audience think about this movie? Because you watched the whole thing. You were, like, trying to leave the entire time. The audience. Of all 1,500 of you were trying to leave the entire time, but you kept being... You're like Al Pacino in Godfather 3. Godfather reference of the night. You kept being pulled back in. Audience has the floor.
In my opinion, right. Fucking Gyllenhaal gave a great performance. Right?
I agree.
And the cinematography was phenomenal.
I'm gonna let the audience.
The audience.
I'm gonna let the audience and the guests talk about the movie that we're supposed to be talking about.
Wow. It only took like
the host 2013 won't talk about the fucking
And so here we go. Audience, take it away.
All right.
Oh, God, he's going to destroy your face. It's trying to just... What is close. Like, put it on your lap. That, like, it's not...
That's my name. That's my name in the dating scene is the
face destroyer.
I thought it was put it in your lap.
Yeah. That's fucking solid, man.
I just thought this was like three quarters off of the table.
It's okay, I'm watching it.
Okay.
I'm watching it.
For now, until we get off subject, right. Which we will.
Tony the Anthony.
Go for it. I just want to talk.
Tony the Anthony Beard and Eric the.
The Gray. Gray.
Yeah.
The audience.
The audience. Yeah. I am the audience.
Both of us of House Greybeard.
Yes.
Sure.
That's pretty solid.
Just talk about the movie.
What do you want to know?
You watched the movie.
Dude.
It's not a movie that I expected you to like.
Don't touch the mic.
I will touch the mic if I want to.
Touch it
with the unmentionables.
Rubbing the shit out of it.
I did not expect you to like even be interested in that movie at all when you came into the room.
Had fucking problems pulling myself away, even though I wasn't going to be involved in anything. Uh-oh. So it was.
You do realize I'm now the audience. I can push whatever fucking buttons.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, it's
I'm fine
because what you're doing is worthless.
It sucked me in, like, and I mean, my opinion on the movie is obviously going to be different than yours,
everybody else,
or everybody else's.
Yeah,
but I mean. Like I said, I mean, I think that fucking Joan Hall, did I pronounce his name right? Yeah. Fucking who
Close
knows?
Enough. Close yeah. enough.
He gave a great performance on both sides as far as slouching. Like, honestly, it sounds fucked up, but like slouching compared to one character and being kind of fucked up, like, oh, I'm frumpy. Compared to the other side of a fucking very confident man.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, beyond that, it was just.
But that's the thing, is like, I personally did not. Because it's such a slow movie. It's super slow.
Super slow.
And it takes fucking ever. Even in the. It doesn't even build up to anything that you want it to build up to.
Right?
You're just watching things happen and.
Denied.
Yes. Mike is having fun.
I'm glad somebody's having fun.
I'm having fun.
Well, I mean, I'm having an experience.
I'm having fun.
Gay!
A gay experience.
Yes.
Apparently.
Yes.
Oh my god.
So...
Keep talking. Ignore that.
Okay, I'm going to take back over.
It is my show. So,
you're obviously better drunks than you are.
I will say that.
You'll say that.
In my heart of hearts.
We're better drunks than you are.
You suck. So, Enemy, Jake Gyllenhaal, what do you give it?
9 out of 10.
5 shots. 5 is like the most you would need to watch it. 1 is like the least you would need.
I would need no alcohol to watch that movie.
I'm going to be honest with you. I love this movie. It's amazing. It makes no sense, but I love it. Let's talk about another movie.
If we don't want to, okay. But I think we're done. Talk about movies.
Because there's nothing to talk about this movie. I think we covered it. Because you can't.
If this podcast starts with that, just that, like you asking me that question, I'm Anthony Beard. We're going to discuss it. What do you give it? I'll just be like, 9 out of 10. How many shots?
And that's my listening friends has been part one of a special 2-part episode 5 We go on for way longer. I couldn't fit it all in. So stay tuned later this week for second part, part deux, the deuce. Until then, this has been Drunk Flicks. Thank you. Goodbye. Au revoir, Pee-wee. Au revoir.